Welcome to episode 9 of the Coach Fit Play podcast. We've got Matt Masters on the show today from Super Speed Golf, talking to Chris Hattersley about how to create more speed in your golf swing.
So, today we are with Matt Masters of Super Speed Golf. Matt, how are you doing?
Very good, Chris. Very good. Thanks for inviting me on. That's very good of you.
No, thank you very much. It's an absolute privilege to be able to have somebody of your expertise come on and talk to our juniors about your product and how it's going to help benefit our academy. So how about we just start off and just talk about your position within Super Speed and how you got into that and what the experience has been like?
Yeah, well, my official title is European Sales Manager. I started that full-time September 18. But I've been a golf pro now for 30 years, so it's a big change in circumstances. But it all came about by me being initially a customer of Super Speed because I like doing on-course lessons. That's my favourite type of lesson. But I started to get frustrated with so many of my customers were hitting the ball past me. And I thought, this doesn't look good as a golf pro being outdriven. So I thought, I've got to do something about this. And it all sort of fell into place because Phil Golding, who's a senior tour player, was coming into my studio and practicing. And one day he turned up with the blue club in his bag, the Super Speed blue club. And I jokingly pulled it out of his bag and laid it down on the ground like an alignment stick. Well, I can't tell you what he said and called me, but he then educated me to what the heck this thing was. He said, Matt, if anyone needs a set of these, it's you, because you hit it nowhere. So I got myself a set. And the amazing thing is, I mean, I've always loved gadgets and training aids in golf. And this, still to this day, is the best training aid I've ever discovered and used because I gained 20 yards on my drive within 6 sessions of training, which equates to 2 weeks. So 2 weeks later, my GC2 in my studio was telling me I was now carrying it 20 yards longer than I used to. So that was massive for me. And it was a very easy decision for me to start ordering quite a lot of them. So I ordered 7 first time, which is still like dipping my toe, but I ordered 7 sets and they were gone within a week. And then I ordered 20 sets and it built. And you know, now fast track to where we are now. I actually work full time for the company. So it's been a very rapid progression, but the really big moment was when they contacted me and said, Matt, we want to know how you're getting so many people to buy this product. Would you like to come out to the show in Orlando and work on our stand and do some selling? So that was just an amazing opportunity. And on day 2, the owner of the company tapped me on the shoulder. He said, Matt, you're going to come and work for us. So that was pretty cool.
Happy days. And what did you say? That was about 2 years ago.
Well, actually, that was the 2018 show. Yeah, so 2018. It's the 2017. I've been out there 3 times now with them.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, I mean, I remember, obviously, we worked for Hertfordshire County back then together, and I remember you introducing me to this product and telling me about how it was going to be a bit of a game changer in golf. And obviously, there's, in the last 20 years, so many gadgets and training aids have come and gone, but this one's really seemed to hit the markets. And even seeing it on tour, I think we've seen pictures of Tiger looking at it. Phil Mickelson notably has been using it.
The very fortunate thing, Chris, was that Phil got hold of the product through his knowledge of baseball coaching and the fact that there is a sporting training term called overload underload training, which is massive in baseball for the pitching and the batting. And when Phil realized that there was the golfing equivalent, he was the first golf pro to buy a set. He just went online and bought a set back when the two owners were building them in their garage still. And when he turned up at a tour event using them on the practice ground, there he was live on television, and the commentator said something along the lines of, what's Phil doing now? What's this crazy thing he's doing? And the sales have never come back down because we've now got 700 tour pros worldwide using it. And the great thing about the product, nobody gets paid. Not one of them has been paid to use it. The bottom line is they use it because it works. It's going to help them to hit the ball further. And there's no room for a tour pro out there, really, unfortunately, whether we like it or not. You've got to be able to send bombs out,
which is obviously something he talks about quite a lot, hitting those bombs.
Sure does.
And how old, he's what, like 45, 46 now, isn't he?
He's now 49.
49. Okay, so he's been talking about actually getting faster with his clubhead speed in that time as well. So pretty impressive stuff. So just talk to us about what super speed looks like, what it is, how it works.
Right. Well, it's come from, again, this term overload, underload training, which came from javelin. I mean, the concept has been around for many, many years. So it then rolled into baseball in America, and now it's in golf. And funnily enough, we've just launched the same concept in tennis as well. So we're hoping tennis will be just as big, possibly even bigger than golf, if we can get that to market in the right way. But the concept is that you have three weighted clubs. Now, most training people would imagine for golf is going to be heavy. But if you're training the actual golf swing, and this is the mistake I made as a youngster and probably contributes to why I was never a big hitter. I had this big, heavy club that I used to swing. It's like a 7-iron, and it was probably, and I wouldn't be exaggerating, probably three times heavier than a 7-iron. And I'd try and hit a ball swinging this really heavy thing. And it was giving me muscles and making me strong, but my brain was latching onto the speed I was swinging. So my brain was deciding for me, this is the speed that I need to swing at, which was slow. That's one of the key reasons I was not a big hitter. And one of the amazing things with the training, very quickly you can change that. So you get three weighted clubs. The first club is 20% lighter than the mass weight of your driver. Whether you're a junior, a lady, a senior, or a man, or even a long driver, we've got a set that will equate for you that your first club you pick up is 20% lighter. You've then got a 10% lighter club in terms of the mass weight of your driver. And then there's only one club that's actually heavier than your driver. And if you've got the right set, that will be 5% heavier. There is a brief fitting process with someone to get them the right set so that one club will be 20% lighter, one will be 10, and there'll be one that's 5% heavier. Now, if you swing those in a sequence, we have five levels of protocol. If you work with these clubs in the way that we suggest, you are going to make some serious distance gains.
Fantastic. Yeah, and obviously that leads nicely into what you were just talking about. I've actually got those three clubs. These ones are the All-Stars, which I believe are aged for around about 8 years old and 8 to 10. Is that right?
Yeah. If you think of it in biological terms, that's the best way to think of it. For example, the set below are called the Pee-wee, which are for 5 to 7-year-olds. But my 10-year-old daughter currently still uses them. So it's important that we don't just think, my son is 6 years old, therefore he fits the Pee-wee set. Because that 6-year-old could well be in the 8 to 10 biological age, and therefore he needs the All-Star set. So that's where all the way through we have a fitting process where if you've got a professional who knows the equipment, he or she will be able to fit you very straightforward. I think it's worth adding, Chris, you were the first guy probably in the home counties to get yourself a junior set. So shows how clued up you are.
If that was with your knowledge pushing me in that direction, which is good. So obviously today's really a focus on the junior side of this product. You did make us aware that this goes through to senior, ladies, and men's level as well. But sticking with juniors, how is this going to benefit my junior academy, anybody's a junior academy, any juniors that coaches are working with?
Yeah, well, as I mentioned earlier, whether we like it or not, if you can't hit it out there a good distance, we're not going to hear of you. I mean, not in terms of on the television, but you can still become a great golfer, don't get me wrong. But if you want to see how far you can get in this game, if you want to get out to college, for example, in the US, if you want to really see how far you can go, you're going to have to hit the ball a long way. So the great news about Super Speed Golf, we are so focused on the junior game that three of our sets in our range are actually junior sets. So we've got the Pee-wee set, which comes in at biological age 5 to 7. Now, we've got one of the greatest coaches of the world. I think he was voted recently the top junior coach in the world, Dennis McDade. He is a huge advocate of the Pee-wee set. And I was in Paris back in January, and he took to the stage to talk to 85 French golf pros. And he was holding a set of the Pee-wees, and he announced, "Who's got a set of these?" And there was only a few people that did have a set at that time. He said, guys, you need to get yourself a set. This is the most important tool for junior golf of this age group. So, you know, biological age five to seven. And the reason for that is that you're getting the speed into a youngster early. And that's the whole concept. If you don't get that speed in at the right time, you know, according to, there's various models out there, but the model that TPI would use is the long-term athletic development model, so LTAD for short. And that model sort of states that there's two speed windows, two key speed windows, which is sort of around 5 to 8 year olds and maybe sort of 10, 11 to 14 year olds. Now, two of our junior sets hit those speed windows. And if you're training with that Peewee set at the right time, you're going to acquire some serious speed if you're doing the right things with a decent golf coach, which if they've got the super speed kit, they probably know what they're doing, because it's still a kind of a niche, certainly a niche in junior golf, for someone to know to have that set available for their youngsters. If you can hit that first speed window, you're going to be faster than the person who doesn't. That's pretty much the situation. And again, you get that second speed window around the kind of adolescent age. You're doing the right things in terms of speed. I mean, it's not just swinging the super speed clubs. It's doing all the relevant things that you need to do as a coach with these youngsters. But the super speed will definitely be a big part of it for a coach to get the youngsters using it. Those two key speed windows would be really, really useful.
Perfect. I mean, that's really interesting, because doing some research and listening to a lot of the TPI guys, Milo Bryant, who works in the physical development side of it, he's taught a lot about hitting these two speed windows, and that if as a junior, if you miss the two speed windows at around about 5 to 7 and 10 to 14, depending on what gender you are, your chances of getting that speed later in your later teen years is going to be so hard. So it's quite a critical time to make use of that. So having something like super speed is going to give you that advantage above everybody else, right?
Exactly that. Yeah. So it's a vital coaching tool, but it's also something that the youngsters should be getting hold of. And, you know, we've got three sets that we offer in juniors, because we are so focused on the importance that there is to get the speed in early. So we've got the three junior sets out there, but it's quite difficult for parents to know about the importance of it, or to understand that, why would I want to spend some money on three implements that my son or daughter can't even hit a ball with? Well, the situation is that it's actually more important than the swing in the beginning. You want to get the speed in. You've got to learn to get the speed in. And there's a great example that you can probably see out on social media or on YouTube, where Dr. Greg Rose, who's one of the founders of TPI, is asking coaches, what would you do if you saw a young lad hit this ball and it goes like, I can't remember the exact distance, but let's say it was 120 yards. He hits this shot, he falls over and it goes 120 yards, but it goes 90 yards to the right. What do you do as a coach? Well, I think a lot of coaches would fall down that trapdoor and start working on the grip and the posture and lots of other, you know, they are key things, but there's a time and a place to work on that. What Dr. Greg Rose says, you pick the lad up, dust him down and say, what a shot, well done, show me it again.
Yeah.
Because it's just getting that distance in. You'd be amazed at how far that kid's hit the ball, and he needs to be congratulated. And then later on, at the right time, you phase in the technical when necessary, but not to ruin a kid's progression early doors by blinding him with too much information.
Absolutely. Now, I think that's a really solid point for parents as well, because I know a lot of parents are going to watch lessons and going to expect results. And those results will tend to come in the format of hitting fairways, putting the ball in a straight line. But anybody can work on direction at any point in their career, but getting that speed is a necessity early on. So absolutely, hit it 120 yards off right, off left, it doesn't matter. Get that distance and we can sort out the direction at a later date. So the advice for any parents listening to that is, don't panic if you see the ball go off at a right angle at that early stage. Just really push that speed. Okay, so you mentioned five protocols. So you don't have to go through all five, but let's use the first one as an example. So what's that going to look like? What's the timescale going to be? So any juniors that are listening think, I want to get involved with this, what kind of timescale are they going to be looking at?
Yeah, well, we've got, for adults, there's five levels. And then for juniors, we call it the super fun protocols. Now, I know some juniors who prefer to do some of what the adults are doing, but it's all there on the Super Speed Golf YouTube channel. That's a good place to look for it and just search Super Speed Golf, probably super fun protocols, and you'll see lots of information there. For a youngster to get hold of a set and start following the training, for example, the super fun level one protocol, it involves normal swings. So this can be done. The great thing about it, especially at the moment with our situation, you can get out in the garden and do this. In fact, if your ceilings are high enough, if there's enough room for the swing, you can be doing this indoors, particularly with the peewee set. My kids are always swinging around with those because they're obviously short enough. So level one, super fun protocol. You're doing your swings. Let's say if you're a right-handed golfer, you're going to be doing, first of all, you pick up the lightest club and you do three of the fastest swings you've got on your dominant side, which we call the right side if you're right-handed. Then the strange thing is, straight off at an early age, to be able to have to find your non-dominant grip and then swing on your non-dominant side. So that's a right-hander doing his three swings, first of all, his or her swings, and then turning and having to do left-sided swings. Now, adults really, really struggle with that. They're so out of their comfort zone. And in sport, the chances of injury are going to be seriously reduced, especially if a youngster starts off by training their non-dominant side as well. We're also going to be doing step-ins, which is a fantastic drill that people in the last few years have realized is a great way to increase power. Now that we've got force plates and various mats to help people to see what's going on in the feet, the ground force reactions. So training with super speed is going to help you to be more efficient. It's going to help your swing sequence to get better. And all these things, these sort of technical terms, as a youngster, we do not need to be really telling them about it. You just let them do it. But the fact, if they follow the super fun protocols, they'll be getting a lot of these wins early, speed being the biggest one, but also the swing gets improved by just the fact that you can swing without a ball to worry about. The strap line of the company, we say unleash your speed, and there's nothing better than watching a youngster, and you can see the ones that have been using super speed very clearly. They have got, you know, a good looking swing. The back swing is quite fast. A lot of people tend to do a very slow controlled back swing and then even a controlled down swing. We don't want to see that. We want to see a free flowing swing with a lot of power and a lot of speed. That's what these protocols will provide.
Excellent. That sounds perfect. Okay. And with that, you've obviously talked a little bit about the pathway of golf clubs. So start with the peewee, move to all-star. What about our older juniors? So they get past 10 years old. What's their options?
Right. I mean, the fitting process, as I mentioned earlier, is brief, but from a golf pro's perspective, it can highlight that maybe the person standing in front of you has got the wrong set of golf clubs. So it's a good situation. Maybe not for the parent when they realize the clubs are incorrect, but you know, we've got to get the right clubs and we've got to get the right super speed set as well. So if the young player, if he's under 5 foot, he or she under 5 foot, under 85 miles an hour, they're going to be using the junior set. If they are fitting into biological age, 8 to 10, they're going to go down into the all-star set. But if we go back up to that junior player, whether it's a girl or a boy, if they're around 5 foot, and they're over 85 or sort of 80 mile an hour, they would go into maybe the ladies or senior set. So after junior, we have a senior set and a ladies set, which is pretty much the same. It's the same thing. So the girl will be perceived to be using the ladies set and the boy would go into the senior set. If they're over 85 mile an hour, it doesn't matter what age they are. So if a 9-year-old is 5'2" and over 85 mile an hour, they're going to be using the men's set, which is exactly the same set that Phil Mickelson and Ian Poulter, and you know, I could bore you with the names of the people that are using it. And actually, funny enough, the other day, a Hertfordshire, so a local-ish, I know you're sort of Cambridgeshire, but you're on the border there, mm-hmm. Hertfordshire, a very well-known Hertfordshire player going by the name of Tom Lewis, took delivery of his super speed set and very kindly put a video of him training on his patio at home in Welling.
What's that on Instagram?
Yeah, it was on Instagram, on TL7. So TL underscore 7 is Tom Lewis.
Yeah.
So he's very low key. He's not one of these, he's not interested in having 500,000 followers, but I mean, he's doing an amazing job. I'm pretty sure he's just got inside the world top 50. So could be wrong, but he's definitely been inside the world top 50. So when people like that are contacting you, or in that case, the management group, but I've had some very interesting people to send out to, and I've been lucky enough also to sometimes visit these players at their venue to take them through their first coaching session, because there's no point in having the super speed clubs if you're not going to use them correctly. So it's vital that, like, for example, you being there when someone's doing the training, we know it's going to be getting done correctly, but buying the implements is great, but you've got to know how to use them, and especially with the juniors, not to overtrain is very important. We're only going to be using these alternate days 3 times a week, and it's only like 6 to 8 minutes. So call it 25 minutes a week of training at the age of 5-year-olds up to 12-year-olds using these junior clubs. That is a small amount of input for such a big game that's going to be got.
Excellent. Well, Matt, look, I've really appreciated this. I'm sure all the kids at our golf club are really going to appreciate this information, and the parents. There's a great insight into what juniors can be doing from an early age, and how to build speed within their game so they don't miss out on those two important windows as youngsters. Obviously, as I said, I've got a set that I use with my juniors.
I've got a few sets of these.
Literally all of our training sessions tend to start with going through some of the protocols and warm-ups that are relevant, and I do some one-to-one stuff and I lend them out. But obviously the true benefits are going to come from juniors training in depth with these on their own. So if they want to get in touch and know more, or even want to get a set for themselves, how can they reach out to you? How can they get more information?
Yeah, well, the best place to have a look is on superspeedgolf.co.uk. But if they want to buy a set, they should be coming to you, because you're the coach. So if they inquire with you first of all, and then you can point them in the direction of what set to order, and that's the best way to do it, is to speak to your PGA pro. And obviously in this case, it's going to be you, Chris. They should be coming to you. And if you want to just have a look online, there's the Super Speed Golf YouTube channel, and obviously also superspeedgolf.co.uk, where you can see all the different products. You can click on the training and just see all the different training there. The news, lots of different podcasts to latch onto and have a listen to. So lots of information, lots of examples of success stories. So yeah, just any questions, if they want to ask you, and obviously you can contact me. But go and see Chris, basically.
Perfect. And at some stage, I know last year we talked about potentially doing a demo day at the golf club. That's something we'll have to explore and
definitely
maybe put on an opportunity for the juniors to try these out. But for Can now, thanks again, Matt. Really appreciate it. Really good to talk to you again, mate.
You're welcome. That's very good. Good fun catching up with you, Chris.
Nice one. Thanks very much.
Cheers.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to for today's podcast. We are AF Golf Store. We are the Coach Fit Play podcast. You can check us out on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter, AF Golf Store. Go check us out and keep following. Happy golfing.